This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. Authorine Lucy Foster was born in October 1929 in Shiloh, Alabama. The daughter of farmers, Lucy was one of 10 children. In 1947, she graduated from high school and attended Selma University before transferring to Miles College in Fairfield, Alabama, earning her bachelor's in English in 1952. Lucy decided to continue her education and seek a master's from the University of Alabama, which was met with mixed reactions from the Black community. Lucy remained steadfast in her pursuit of higher education, and along with her friend Polly Ann Myers, requested, received admission forms, applied, and were accepted to the University of Alabama on September 13, 1952. The university admissions offices, however, had no idea that Lucy and Myers were Black, and anticipating rejections which soon followed on September 19th, Lucy and Myers retained a lawyer from the NAACP named Arthur Shore. The incident would lead to a three-year fight in the court systems. In 1954, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, also known as the NAACP, landed a huge blow against segregation with the Brown versus Board of Education decision. However, the work toward integration continued, and the NAACP attorneys recognized that Lucy and Myers' case played a critical role in testing the Brown versus Board of Education decision. On June 29, 1955, Judge Harlan Grooms ruled in favor of Lucy and Myers. Lucy would become the University of Alabama's first African-American student on February 3, 1956. On her third day of classes, residents learned Lucy was admitted into the university. Riots broke out, and the University of Alabama suspended Lucy. On February 29, 1956, Lucy would be expelled from the university. It would be another 7 years before African Americans were granted admission to the University of Alabama. Authorine Lucy would continue her work as an educator and an activist in her community, and she would also become Mrs. Authorine Lucy Foster. In 1988, the University of Alabama's Board of Trustees voted to overturn the expulsion ruling that Lucy had endured in the 1950s. Persevering through all odds, on May 2, 2019, Authorine Lucy Foster, at the age of 89, returned to campus dressed in her cap and gown to receive her honorary doctorate from the University of Alabama. Lifting her hands in praise as she entered the stage, with tears rolling down her face, the president of the university honored her, saying, "Her tenacious spirit, gracious heart, and helping others in the unfailing belief in the value of education and human rights positions Ms. Foster as a meaningful example of what one can achieve in the face of adversity." Today, we echo that sentiment and honor the incredible life and legacy of Miss Authorine Lucy Foster. Also, we'd like to congratulate all of our listeners graduating this season from their prospective universities and schools. Congratulations to you all, and keep moving forward in the incredible pursuit of excellence.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can learn more about this series online at kuaf.com. Just search for Reflections in Black.